The Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lametes Amud Aleph, referring back to what we learned in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, Makom Shenagu Levarech Yevarech, that in certain places there was a minig that they made a bracha by Hallel, as the Gemara and Mishnah are discussing Hilchas Hallel. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, explaining the Mishnah, Loi Shanu, this that the Mishnah seems to indicate, that in certain places there's a minig to make a bracha by Hallel, and in certain places there is no such minig, is Loi Shanu El Achrav. That's only referring to the bracha that's recited after Hallel is completed. Avel Afanov, when it comes to the bracha that's recited before Hallel, Mitzvah Levarich. There's a Mitzvah Levarich. There's a Mitzvah to make a bracha. Dam Rav Yehuda Mishmul. Rav Yehuda Mishmul teaches us, Kol HaMitzvahs Kulan, all Mitzvahs, Mevarach Aleihem Oivel HaSiyosin. A bracha has to be recited before the Mitzvah is done. Ask the Gemara, Umay Mashmah Dachai Lo Oiva, Lishna de Kedumihu. Ask the Gemara, from where do we learn that Oiver means before? Yehuda Mishmul taught us that you make a bracha Oiver L'Siyosan, and as we define the Gemara, means before you do the mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that Oiver means before? Answers the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman Be Yitzchak, Diksiv V'yaretz Achimatz Derech HaKikar V'yavres HaKushi. Yoav ben Tzruya sent the Cushi to inform David that Avshalom had passed away, and Achimatz originally was the one that wanted to inform David. Then Yoav told him, it shouldn't be you, it should be the Cushi. Achimatz then changed his mind, and he wanted to be the one to inform David. And the Pasuk says that Achimatz ran and ahead of the Cushi, that he should be the one to inform David. So we see Achimatz, that Avar means go in front. Abaye Omar, Abaye says, Mehocha. From here is this halacha learnt. Vu Avar lefnehem. Yaakov Avinu went, when he went to greet Esav, he was the one that went in front of his family, ahead of his family, in greeting Esav. V'bayis Eimahacha. And a third pasuk, we can learn, the pasuk says, Micha tells us nevuah regarding the Gula. And the pasuk says, V'yava Malkam Lefnehem, when Klal Yisrael Limitz Hashem B'korav will come back from the Golus, Melech Mashiach, Malcolm, the Melech HaMashiach, will go in front of us. Vashem, Beroisham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be at the head of the line. So V'yavah means to be in front. So as we learn this Gemara, the first question that comes to mind is that the Gemara teaches us that Kol HaMitzvahs Kulan V'varach Aleihem Oivel HaSiyosin. A bracha has to be recited before the mitzvah is conducted. The question is, and then the Gemara asks, how do we know that Oiver means up front? So the obvious question that the Rishonim already ask is, why did the Gemara use the wording Kol HaMitzvahs Kulan V'varach Aleihem Oivel HaSiyosin, that all mitzvahs should be done before, all brachas should be recited before the mitzvah is done? And then we have a question, how do we know that Oiver means before? Shouldn't have the Gemara used the language it always uses, Kol Koidim? The Gemara should have said, Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam Mevarach Aleihem Koidim L'Siyosin. You make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. And we would have to have a discussion then, what is the definition of the word Oiver, where the Gemara has in fact a number of different psukim to teach us that Oiver means ahead. So the Meiri and many Rishonim teach us that the reason the Gemara specifically uses the words Oivelus Yoson, is to teach us that the mitzvah has to, that the bracha has to be done right before the mitzvah. But, and not with any delay. And in fact, there is a machloikis rishonim, how much of a hefsik, how much of an interruption may take place before the act, between the bracha and the mitzvah. The Ra'ah holds that if you waited enough time that you could have said the whole bracha, you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. The Shvali Leket says even more machmer. He says that if the shir, if you have a shir toich kedei dibur between the bracha and the mitzvah, that's already considered a hefsek. And that's why the Magen Avraham, we know, says that when one is putting on tefillin in the morning and he's going to make the bracha of lohaniach tefillin, he should be careful to have the tefillin already put on his arm, ready to tighten the strap, so that in order he should be able to say the bracha of lohaniach tefillin, he should be able to tighten the strap immediately after he makes the bracha lohaniach tefillin without any interruption. And this concept of how important it is to make the bracha immediately after, to make the bracha and do the mitzvah immediately after the bracha, is really, say the Mefarshim, the explanation for another question in understanding the Gemara we just learned. Because the Gemara just quoted three psukim to teach us the same concept. And the question, and there are two questions. First of all, why do we need three psukim to teach us the same concept? And furthermore, if we can learn this concept from a pasuk in the Torah, the pasuk we quoted by Yaakov Avinu, V'u'ovar lefnehem, so we see that you have to make, V'u'ovar means before. So once we have a pasuk of midaraisa, isn't that stronger than psukim from Nach that the Gemara also uses? So the Mefarshim answer that if I only had the pasuk of V'u'ovar lefnehem, it doesn't mean that it was immediately. V'u'ovar lefnehem means that he went ahead of them, but there is no indication that it was right ahead of them. And this concept of kolam mitzvahs mevarchleim oivelas yosam is so critical that it's not only before, but right before. So the pasuk in the Torah doesn't teach us that clearly. And because the pasuk doesn't teach us that so clearly, that's why the Gemara chose the Gemara chose to bring other psukim that bring home that message much, much strongly. So now that we've established the kol ha-mitzvos mevarach aleihem oivelas yosam, there are three types of brachas. There's birchas hanenen, birchas, a bracha like before we eat, a birchas hashvach, when we are mishabeich the yebishta, and a birchas ha-mitzvos. So it seems from all the rishonim that there is no question that a birchas hanenen has to be made right before you eat the food. And it's very simple why. We know that the pasuk says, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, V'oretz Nosan L'vnei Adam. And the Gemara Masech, the brachas, asks the question, if it's Shemayim Shemayim Lashem, then it's not Oretz Nosan L'vnei Adam. It's not ours, it's Hashem's. If on the other hand, if it's Oretz Nosan L'vnei Adam, it's not Hashem's. How do we reconcile this pasuk? And the Gemara answers, Kan koidem bracha, kan lacha bracha. There's a difference before the bracha or after the bracha. So certainly, we're not allowed to eat or have hanah from anything in this world before we make a bracha. And therefore, certainly, birchas hanenen, the halacha is, has to be recited before the before you ate anything. Birchas hashvach is, on the other hand, the Sefer HaChinuch says that Birchas HaShvach is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize his greatness, and therefore we can make the bracha at any time. The main discussion in our Gemara about the Birchas, that the Gemara says, Kol HaBrachos Kulam Mevarach Aleim Oiver L'Siyosom, is regarding a Birchas HaMitzvah. When must the Birchas HaMitzvah be recited? That the Birchas HaMitzvah, our Gemara is teaching us, has to be recited Oiver L'Siyosom, before the mitzvah is actually fulfilled. But we find in the Rishonim and in the Achronim many different reasons why indeed the halacha is that Kol HaMitzvah Kulan Mevarach Aleim Oiver L'Siyosom. Some explain that it should be recognized that the act that we're about to do is L'Shem Mitzvah. In other words, if somebody, and we'll speak about this in our shiurim now, and it's the sugis that we're learning, is taking the dalaminim. How do we recognize that he's taking the dalaminim l'shem mitzvah? The way we recognize that he's doing it l'shem mitzvah is by our bracha. And since it's recognized, since we recognize it through our bracha, the halach is that the bracha has to be made, the bracha has to be made oivel asiyos, and right before you do the mitzvah. Another explanation that this explanation I just gave is the Meiri's explanation. The Ritva seems to explain that a person has to come to a certain madrega before he could do a mitzvah. How does the person come to that madrega? By making a bracha. As the Chassam Sofer explains, just like there are people that before they do a mitzvah, they say L'shem Yichud, they say Hareini Mezumin, I'm preparing myself to do a mitzvah. So too, the bracha is the best preparation that we could have to make in order to do a mitzvah. Another pshat that I saw the Rishonim suggest is just like we explained a moment ago, that there is no question that when it comes to Birchas Hanenin, a bracha has to be recited before you eat, because you now have hanor. Os l'hanus ma'olam hazeh b'li bracha. You can't have hanor from this world without a bracha. When we do a mitzvah, we're going to also have hanor. It may not be a physical hanor. It's a spiritual hanor. A person does a mitzvah, even if mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu, there's certainly a level of enjoyment in doing a mitzvah. And he's certainly going to get a schar for doing a mitzvah. So since, just like by when you have a physical hanor, it's well understood that you can't have that, hanor without making a bracha, so too is the halacha by a spiritual hanor, that the halacha is you can't have that hanor without making a bracha first. But it's interesting to point out this Gemara that we're learning now of Kol HaMitzvos Kulan Mevarach Aleihem Oiver L'Siyosom is a Gemara. One could notice this if he looks at the side of the Gemara here. It's a Gemara that we find many places throughout Shas, that the Gemara quotes this very famous halacha, Kol HaMitzvos Kulan Mevarach Aleihem Oiver L'Siyosom. But what's unique about our Gemara, it's a Gemara Pesachim, it's a Gemara Menachos, it's a Gemara Megillah, it's a Gemara Nida. But what's unique in our Gemara is that our Gemara also brings down the second part, which we just explained, Hai Mashma the Hai Loiva Lishna the Dumihu. And the question that I saw the Mefarshim ask is, why from all the places that the Gemara wants to discuss this halacha, does the Gemara choose our Gemara to to teach us this halacha. Tosfos here, Divrei HaMaskil, Ovelus Yosson, which we're going to come back to in Mitzvah Shem in our coming shir, discusses at Bariches at length the question how to make the bracha on the Dalaminim, given the fact that we also have to make the bracha Ovelus Yosson. But Tosfos, at the end of the Tosfos, quotes an interesting machloikis of Rabbi, from the Yerushalmi, a machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna. Rabbi Yochanan says that the bracha ala mitzvahs oivelus yoson, the bracha should be made before you do the mitzvah. And according to Rav Huna, the bracha should be made b'shas asiyoson, when you do the mitzvah. And especially after the introductory words that we just said in our shir, it's difficult to understand why does Rav Huna say that you only make the bracha when you are actually doing the mitzvah. Given all the explanation that we gave, shouldn't Rav Huna certainly agree that the bracha should be made over l'siyosan? Why is the bracha, according to Rav Huna, made b'shas asiyosan? So I saw that Rav Yoshe ben Soloveitchik explains that the machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna is how do we understand a Birchas HaMitzvah? Do we understand the Birchas HaMitzvah is to teach us that before you do a mitzvah, you're not allowed to do a mitzvah without reciting a bracha? Or is the bracha a shvach for the mitzvah? That we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us the opportunity to do the mitzvah. If we're going to learn, he says, that the bracha is what allows us to do the mitzvah, so we understand that the bracha has to be recited before we do the mitzvah. But if we're going to understand, and this works very well with the chinuch that we explained at the beginning of our shir, that the brachas hamitzvahs ought to be viewed like a birchas hashvach, and like we explained, that the birchas hashvach could be made during the mitzvah. Birchas hashvach, the chinuch we quoted, according to Rav Huna, all birchas hamitzvahs are in the category of a birchas hashvach. And it's very interesting. If we look in the Rambam in Perek Aleph, from Hilchas Brachas, Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel, this is what the Rambam says. Umedivrei Soifrim, Levorech al Komacha Tchila. On Midarabonim, there's a din that on every food you should first make a bracha, Vachach Yenem Menu, and then you can eat the food. And the Rambam continues, V'kol Hanena B'loi Bracha, if somebody had a gnaw without making a bracha, Mal. And then the Rambam continues, Ukshem shemavarchem al hano, the same we make a bracha on hano, kach mevarchem al kol mitzvah v'mitzvah, so too do we make a bracha on every mitzvah, v'akach yasa oisoi. So what the Rambam is clearly doing is the Rambam is equating birchas hamitzvahs or birchas hananim. And according to Rambam, it's therefore very understood that the birchas hamitzvahs, just like by birchas hananim, we all understand that the bracha is recited before the mitzvah, before eating, so too is the halacha by Birchas HaMitzvahs. And that's why, he says, we could understand our Gemara. Because we just began learning our Gemara, where Abaye said that the discussion in our Mishnah, if a bracha is recited before the mitzvah, before Hallel, bracha is recited by Hallel, is only regarding the bracha after the halal. But the bracha before the halal, everybody agrees you have to make. And the Gemara brings a raya from Shmuel. So if we look at our Gemara, he says, it's somewhat difficult to understand. The Gemara, Abaye began our Gemara with teaching us a halacha. He taught us a halacha, the kol ha-brachos kulon, mevarach aleihem, oivel asiyosan. That all brachas have to be made before. Rabbi put us aloch that by halal we certainly have to make a bracha before we recite the halal. And then Rabbi continued by saying, and then the Gemara continued, Shmuel didn't call a bracha kulam avarkalim oivel asiyosan. Let's understand this. What does Abaye's statement, which is the sugya that we're learning now, that a bracha is made, everybody agrees, that a bracha is made before we say halal, have to do what Shmuel taught us, the kol brachas b'varach aleim oivel asiyosan. But now it's very gishmak. Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, the Rambam, are all teaching us the kol brachas kulon b'varach aleim oivel asiyosan, because they're equating birchas hamitzvahs to birchas hananim. And just like we all understand that a birchas hananim is recited before you eat the food, so too you can't come to say halal without making a bracha. And therefore, since you can't do the mitzvah of saying halal without a bracha, that's why Abaye says there can't be any discussion, there can't be any question that the bracha before halal must be recited. Because without a bracha, you can't do a mitzvah. And that's why, specifically in our Gemara, is it so important to understand what Shmuel said, that kol brachas kulam avarach aleim oivel asiyosan. It means right before. Why? Because our Gemara is the raya. Our Gemara is the raya that kol brachas kulam avarach aleim oivel asiyosan right before you do the mitzvah. Just like by halal, you make, just like by Birch Sanenen, I can't make a bracha and eat an hour later. And therefore, since I have to make the bracha it's clear that our Gemara is equating Birchas Hananen to Birchas HaMitzvahs. So, Birchas HaMitzvahs rather to Birchas Hananen. And by Birchas Hananen, it's obvious that the bracha must be recited before, right before. So too by Birchas HaMitzvahs, if we're taking this approach, the bracha has to be recited right before. And that's why our Gemara here, and specifically here, taught us the halacha that oiver, using the word oiver, not koidim, means right before, as we explained earlier in the shiur. And actually, this approach of understanding this discussion is very understandable, because there's a very big machloikish between the Rambam and the Or Zerua. The Rambam paskins, in Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Zayin, Ein Lecha Mitzvah Shemavarchan Acha Asiyosa. The Rambam says we can never make a bracha after we do a mitzvah, Ela Tfilas Ger Bovad, only by the bracha when a ger goes to the mikvah. Sheni Yochalai Mashi Kedishonam Mitzvahis V'Tzivanu. He isn't able to say Shekedishonam Mitzvahis V'Tzivanu, Kivin Shadayin Lein Eskadish. He can't make a bracha that Asher Tzivanu. He's not even a Jew. Lefikach Achash Yitbo. After he goes to the mikvah, Mevarach al Tfila, Mnei Shal Yudochim Ekarav Lahayu Levarich. So the Rambam clearly teaches us that the only exception to this halacha, Kol Mitzvos Mevarach Lahem Oivel Asiyosan, is a ger. Dor Zeruah disagrees. He says that, and he brings a number of rayas, that by mitzvahs, if you didn't make a bracha before, you could make the bracha afterwards. Of course, his first raya is tefillah sker, but as we just learned, even the Rambam agrees by tefillah sker. He brings a raya for the Gemara Masech, the brachas, that somebody could say the birchas krishma after saying krishma. He brings a raya for Gemara Masech, the psochim, where the Gemara Masech, the psochim says that if somebody ate a carbon chagiga on the night of Pesach, and then he makes a bracha on the Karma Pesach, and he ate the Karma Chagiga without making a bracha, the bracha that he makes on the Karma Pesach could be good for the Karma Chagiga that he ate before. And then he also quotes a Yerushalmi, that somebody shechted an animal, the halacha is You could make the bracha even after the shechita. So we have here a very fundamental machloikis, Rambam and Arzurua, when you can make the if you can make a bracha after you did the mitzvah. The Rambam seems to take a very strict opinion. The Rambam takes the opinion that all brachas have to be recited before. A bracha may not be recited after. Why? Because the Rambam is l'shitasoi that we said at the beginning of the earlier. The Brichas HaMitzvos is like the Brichas HaNenin, and nobody can allow a Brichas HaNenin to be done later. And even if you're going to make a Brichas HaNenin later, that means, let's say I began eating and I realized I didn't make a bracha, so I can make a bracha then. That's only if I'm going to continue eating. But for what I did already, I can make a bracha. On the other hand, Darzaruah's approach isn't like Rav Huna, perhaps, in the Yerushalmi, or the other explanation, that the bracha is a brichas hashvach. And if it's a brichas hashvach, yes, it should l'chatchila be made before you do the mitzvah, but if you make the bracha after you did the mitzvah, it's also acceptable.